Healthy wetlands are key to healthy ecosystems. There's also growing awareness of the vital role wetlands play in addressing climate change and in mitigating extreme weather events such as flooding and drought. But wetlands continue to be lost across the globe, throughout the U.S. and here in Minnesota.
The most recent reports by the Fish and Wildlife Service have indicated that emergent wetlands in the U.S. actually continue to be destroyed at a rate of 58,000 acres a year.
That's Ashley Spratt with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
It's primarily due to agriculture and essentially the draining of our wetlands for agriculture. It certainly was not something that happened overnight, but gradually with increasing demands for water, those wetlands have diminished over the years. Fortunately, we are able to restore some of those wetlands working in partnership with different agricultural communities to either restore areas that have been transferred into cropland or protect certain areas from being turned into agricultural land as well. And this is all for the purpose of benefiting those birds and species that use wetlands. And we know, of course, here in Minnesota and across the Dakotas, this was historically the prairie pothole region where wetlands were a predominant part of the habitat. We've seen that decrease over the years. And as much as 90% of our wetlands here in Minnesota have been diminished. So these types of restoration projects are so critically important, especially for the waterfowl that are breeding here in the upper Midwest.
The Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced the approval of $5 million in federal grants to help protect, restore, and enhance more than 22,000 acres of wetlands and other habitat in the upper Midwest. The federal grants are matched by more than $13 million in partner funds. Funding is through the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, or NACA, passed in 1989.
The North American Wetlands Conservation Act is actually something that allows grants to be given to different organizations that have the ability and the capacity to provide matching funds and then carry out wetlands conservation projects. It actually crosses from United States into Canada as well as Mexico. One specific project that I wanted to mention in actually Polk County, Minnesota, is our Glacial Ridge Landscape Expansion Project. And that is actually going to add an additional 3,700 acres of wetlands and native and restored prairie to the already existing Glacial Ridge National Wildlife Refuge. So this particular federal grant of $1 million is going to go to essentially protect those 3,700 additional acres as part of the refuge system. And that's one of the larger projects that are benefiting from this act.
Final funding for all NACA projects is dependent on congressional approval in the final fiscal year 2011 budget.
This funding is incredibly important to our Division of Bird Habitat Conservation. We are kind of just waiting to see how the budget plays out, and certainly the hope is that we'll have the funding to do the work that has been proposed in these proposals, but that really is still up in the air.
For a complete list of wetlands restoration projects recommended for funding through the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, go to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website at fws.gov. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.